Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy, we're just checking in on this beautiful Friday morning. 585-252-9800. Where's our friends at?
Oh, they're crawling. Crawling through the door at 585-252-9800. Who is here? Lindsay. Hi, Linz.
What's up, Lindsay?
Lindsay says, guys, not gonna lie, I got a pedicure last night for the first time in 6 months, and I feel refreshed. Oh my God, you're gagging. You're gagging.
What?
You literally are like, the first thing I look at a woman is her toes. She's groomed and polished.
It's true. I always look down before I look up. That's just how it goes.
In more ways than one. Who else is here? Good morning, guys. Amy from Soda's checking in.
What's up, Amy?
My vibes are great. It's my love, Nate Forbes' 49th birthday.
Nate, what?
Nate.
Yes. Her husband. That's right. Talking. Hey, Nate.
Yep.
Hey!
We love Nate.
Go, Nate.
Go, Nate. Go, Nathaniel.
Happy birthday, man.
Bummed but prepared for the rain tomorrow for his party. Have a great day. Moose and Breeze.
Yeah, don't let the rain...
Don't let that rain on your parade. Don't let that rain on your party. You know what I'm saying?
Can't do it. You just can't do it.
Good morning, you two. Vibe check. I'm getting surgery this morning for my carpal tunnel. I can't wait to have my hands not feel numb anymore. That's from Jess.
Jess, you're going to do great.
Just crack those fingers. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to do great. Good luck with the surgery.
I wish that was a sound effect.
Let us know if you have any leftover Vicodin.
Oh, my God. Insane. Have you ever had surgery?
No, I've had stitches in my forehead.
Wow. You're so healthy and pure.
I really am. I wouldn't say I'm pure.
Okay, me neither. I take that back. No surgeries, no broken bones, no adversity in your body whatsoever. Besides that weird, like... uvula thing that you wanted to get fried up.
Yeah.
There was talks about a surgery. No surgery.
That wasn't going to happen. What, just so I can not snore anymore? I'm not going to do that. Come on. Doctor's like, we're going to laser out your uvula in the back of your throat, and then we're going to take this crowbar, we're going to shove it up your nose, and we're going to break it. We're looking at about a 2-year recovery time. I'm like, I'm going to pass, doc.
Like, I'm actually so good.
So nice meeting you, though.
It doesn't matter if you snore. The only person you're waking up is your plant. You know what I'm saying? It's like no big thing.
Oh, my sweet, sweet Tina.
Oh, gosh.
Vibes are up today.
Yeah.
For a lot of you, it's payday, so.
Not for us.
Not for us, but for a lot of you.
I always forget when we get paid. I'm like, I have no idea.
It's bi-weekly here at Odyssey Rochester. It's bi-weekly. Yes, I know. Sometimes that can really affect your wallet, but what are you going to do? But vibes are up today. It's Friday. It's going to be 80 today. I'm excited for the weekend. The Bills are playing Sunday. So, finally, football has as the new season has begun.
What happened last night? Share with the class.
With what?
With the game.
I don't know. I turned it off on the first quarter and went to bed.
Wait.
They were tied 7-7 when I went to bed.
Well, what's the final score?
I didn't look yet.
Let me look. Of course, me, the football fan, has to look it up.
Chiefs.
Chiefs won. Shocker.
Chiefs beat the Ravens 27-20 last night.
Okay. Can I just say, like, I don't know. Being that good at football is, like, kind of an ick. Like, don't be the best. Like,
what?
Like, I don't know. It's just kind of like boring to watch a little bit. Like,
who are you referring
to? Constantly winning. The Chiefs, like, they won the Super Bowl and then they win again and then they'll win again. It's just like,
well,
oh,
listen,
God.
It's every,
how many times can we watch the same show over and over again? It's just kind of ew.
Well, we had to do it for like 10 years with the Patriots.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
There's always going to be seasons where you have pockets of teams that are just unstoppable.
Petition, to not have that be a thing.
All right, let's move on. I don't want to talk to you about sports.
And now with Taylor on their side, it's like they're never going to lose.
Right. Okay. Yes.
You know me.
Taylor's crushing
it. Girl.
What, are the vibes up for you? What are you doing this weekend? You got a wedding tomorrow?
I do have a wedding tomorrow. I'm in one of my last weddings of the season. I have three more after this. But I'm very excited. Tonight's the rehearsal dinner. And my girlfriend's coming with me, so that'll be fun. It'll be our second wedding together.
That's beautiful.
I know. But no, it'll be fun. I'm very excited. I think that I hope and I pray the weather holds out because it is kind of an outdoor thing tomorrow. But I'm in my good vibes specifically because yesterday I went out with my new friend. We went to the new coffee shop down on Park Ave, Montgomery Court.
How was that place?
It was amazing. It was really nice to just like have a coffee shop, not in the realm of everything, all the other coffee shops and shops. It's kind of more in the residential side of the ABC streets. But it was really fun. And I'm just glad I'm constantly meeting new people, growing and evolving. You know what I mean?
You gotta grow and you gotta evolve.
You gotta.
That's just part of the cycle of life.
So important.
It's the cycle of life, you guys. Okay. Appreciate the vibes this morning. It is Friday. Thank you for being here with us. Big story of the day. We'll tell you what happened yesterday during rush hour when two men are now officially facing charges, accused of running from the police in a stolen what? Can you guess what vehicle they were in?
I could take a stab at it.
Well, I'll tell you what it is coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Two men are facing charges accused of evading police in a stolen SUV and then crashing that SUV into two police vehicles during rush hour. You want to know why 390 was all backed up yesterday? Well, I have your answer.
Oof.
Several law enforcement agencies were all working together to catch people stealing cars or either driving them. And a New York State Police helicopter, by air, they had to put that in there, were getting a hold of deputies, troopers in Rochester police to kind of man the roads. They spotted one Kia Sorento near Lyle Avenue and Sherman Street. The driver obviously refused to stop. They had no choice but to chase them. So their pursuit ended in the center lane of 390 North just before Lexington Ave with an officer holding the suspect at gunpoint and then ordering them out of the Kia.
I would absolutely be terrified if I was just driving on 390 at that time.
Oh my God, it was so much traffic. You know, and often, as we know, there's a teenager behind the wheel. But
who's never driven in their life.
Right. Yesterday, two men, 53 and a 40-year-old, both taken to the hospital with what police described as minor injuries. Okay. But at one point, a call came over the radio that for another stolen car on 390, and it was heading right in toward the crash scene. Until the driver got off the interstate. It's unknown if they caught that person or not. But this, they're cracking down, and this all comes 2 weeks after that poor 92-year-old Thomas Chase was killed when his car was hit by another stolen car being pursued by police. And that driver was 17 years of age, who's on parole, who has been charged with murder.
Oh, my God.
So now they're not, according to police and Kathy Hochul, our governor, they are cracking down and taking this way more seriously.
It only took, you know,
a couple of years.
3 years and millions of Kias and Hyundais to be stolen. Listen, I don't want to make light of this story by any means because it's terrible, but unfortunately, I mean, fortunately enough, I've never stolen a vehicle, but unfortunately, I have evaded a police officer. And
have you?
It didn't end well. I shockingly enough did not get arrested, but one time I was coming home from school at Oswego, and I was speeding. Of course.
Right.
As one does. But I was on backcountry roads. What did you want me to do?
You do have a heavy foot.
You know what I mean? And it was just me on the open road until it wasn't. And then I passed a car that just so happened to be a cop.
Yeah, of course.
And they hung a quick Huey.
Uh-huh.
And were coming after me. And I was like, oh, no. Like,
you didn't notice a cop was coming up on the road?
It was like over a little hill type of thing. So it all just happened so fast. And I was like, oh no. I saw them turn around and then I turned into this random driveway of an abandoned home.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like whatever. And they parked at the end of the driveway, kind of like blocking it.
Yeah,
I couldn't leave. And we're just at a standstill. I'm like, I'm just on my phone, like cars in park, trying to not make eye contact.
Right, until he taps on the window.
They end up coming over, not them having their hand on their gun. And they were like knocking on my window. So I roll the window down and with my manual like window cranks. And he's like, are you wanted? And I was like, no. Like, is there a warrant out for your arrest? No. Then why? What are we doing here? Why are you in this abandoned home that has a for sale sign and hasn't been cared for in years?
Yeah, why are you pulled
into
the driveway?
My friend lives here. He's like, it literally is vacant. So, and I was like, I just have too many tickets and my dad's going to kill me and I can't get another speeding ticket. Well, he goes, well, and isn't this always the way? If you just pulled over.
Right.
We wouldn't be in this situation now, would we?
No, you were running from the popo.
So then I was like, okay, I'm hyperventilating. He gives me a ticket. I end up hiring a lawyer because I don't want my parents to find out. God. It's so classic.
This is all at the age of like 16.
No,
too.
Literally, I was like 20.
Great.
Me, you know, hiring lawyers on retainer. So that just word to the wise, don't evade a police officer. You know what I mean? Just don't do it. It's not a smart choice.
Right.
Whether you're a criminal or just an idiot like me. So.
Lot going on the roads lately. You guys got to be safe out there. There I Said It is coming up next at the show. We just figured we'd clear the air early this Friday morning. So 585-252-9800. Breezy and I will get to all of your unpopular opinions coming up after the break.
Pittsburgh, Churchville, and Farmington are waking up to BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It on this beautiful Friday morning. 81
Poor
degrees
Gina.
For the high today. All right, let's get right into it because people want to clear the air early this morning, and we're cool with that. What's up, Cassidy? Can we normalize just having yellow teeth?
Ew.
Having pearly whites takes way too much work. There I Said It. I think we know where Cassidy stands on the color of her teeth.
So can we normalize not brushing our teeth? Can we normalize bad breath?
Cassidy, I don't think I need to tell you, but gingivitis is the number one cause of tooth decay. So you just go ahead and keep that in mind.
You do you, boo. This is crazy. This person says, I don't care what anybody says, but houses for sale should not be staged. There, oh. I said it.
Oh, really? Why?
Said, I'd rather look at empty rooms and browse a home for sale than have someone else's idea of where I should put my things and how I should decorate my home. Potential home.
I don't know. Sure. I think some of these people do a really great job of staging a home when you go through there.
No, it's not that they don't, for sure. You know what kills me is when you go through a staged home and there's a sign on the bed like, don't sit, it's an air mattress. Or don't sit, it's cardboard. Pizza boxes.
Right, right. Yeah, like, I made that mistake one time. I didn't know they did that. I thought it was a full-on bed. No, it's not as cardboard.
I was just playing monkey in the middle on the bed.
But some of these homes, like last year, I'm looking at houses. I went from home to home, and mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, I want whatever. I don't care where this furniture came from. I want it. This is what I want my room to look like.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Hey, what's up, Scott? Who's this person? Is this Spizzano texting him? I hate sparkling water. It's so useless, but also bitter, and it costs too much. There, I said it.
I agree with Scott wholeheartedly. Sparkling water's dumb.
Well, what are you supposed to mix with your vodka? Let's go over this person. Any company that doesn't go out of their way to purchase their employees 2-ply toilet paper is not a company anyone should feel okay working for. There, I said it. I'm 100% with you. This has got to be a dude, right?
Mm-hmm. We know what they're doing in the number 2 stall in the downstairs employee lounge.
I agree. It's the little things, man. Take care of your people. Nobody who wants to use.
I don't know. I feel
like. Let's use the restroom with 1-ply. Come on.
When I first started dating my girlfriend, she roasted me and she's like, What are you doing buying 1-ply toilet paper? I'm like, what do you mean? I just buy whatever's cheapest. She's like, oh my God.
This is like, I can't.
This
do
is
it.
Not it. And I was like, oh my God, is this through? She's like, no, I'm just going to buy you new toilet paper. This is stupid.
Chad in the house. What's up, Chad? Chad. I just want to wish my girlfriend Tabitha today a happy birthday. Hey, go Tabitha. Go Tabitha.
Go Tabby.
He goes on to say, I love you, baby. And you mean the world to me. Happy birthday, baby. Can't wait to celebrate later. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
I'm envisioning some weird things for sure.
Don't mess up that red roof in hotel room too much later tonight.
We're coming up almost on a year ago when I had that wedding. Yeah. And they did a room block at the Red Roof Inn. And I was like, I'm so good. No, I'm so good.
I know. I just
in
listened.
Herkimer.
Yeah, Herkimer too. Pennsylvania?
No, Herkimer, New York.
Or
the Herky. Utica.
Yes, there's so much to do there.
There's so much to do. So many activities at the Red Roof Inn.
Hey, no shade on the Red Roof Inn. But if you walk in your hotel room and the pillows look like they've been sitting between some homeless guy's legs, you have a right to ask for new sheets.
I went to the wedding and I got my own Airbnb. Gorgeous. Went with my ex. It was a fever. It was a fever dream. It was a fever dream for sure.
Okay.
The Red Roof Inn. Hey, we have a room block at the Red Roof Inn. Okay.
Ronald says you guys should come to the. What is going on today? I like doing there. I said it at 6:40. You guys should come to the strip club with me and my buddies tonight for our friend's bachelor party. We need DJs to play the music. See you guys at the Barrel of Dolls. Okay, Ronald.
Moose goes drop the Addy.
I wouldn't consider us DJs. That's not.
We
really,
are not DJs. That's actually so offensive.
Stop.
Ew. No, we're not.
Put a
not
Band-Aid on
wrong
it.
Wrong with DJs, but that's not us. We're entertainers. We're content creators.
We're content creators. Right. Can we all normalize taking Clorox wipes into the strip clubs with us just to wipe things down? You know what I mean? If everyone did this, it would just be a safer place to bring the entire family. All right, said it.
The entire family. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Get in the car, kids. It's Friday. It's Barrel of Dolls night. What?
Have you ever gotten a dance, like a backroom dance from a dancer?
Yes.
At Barrel of Dolls?
No. No. Oh. No.
I have.
No. Yeah. I haven't gotten my hepatitis shot yet. All right, let's go over to this. Chester Cab Pizza on Park Ave is the best pizza on the Rock. There, I said it. Well, that's oddly specific. Thank you.
You have no taste. I'm sorry. You have no taste.
Really? Come
it's
on.
It's a brick of cheese. Half the time, it's not even melted. Oh, no shade, God. No shade.
Oh, yeah, right. You crap all over it and be like, respectfully.
Respectfully, of course. Yeah. No, but like, listen, there's a couple different pizza places here in the 585 that try to do things differently. That like Chester Cab does the deep dish Chicago style. Pizza Wizard does the Detroit style.
Domino's does New York style.
I wouldn't even call that. Domino's is giving like Alabama, you know. They have, fun fact, South has no idea how to do pizza. They have no idea. One time, I went to a wedding in Tennessee, and they served late night pizza out of a lasagna pan.
I love it. That's what I'm telling you,
man. I was like, what are we doing here?
Hell yeah. That's what's up. That sounds
what
so good.
What is this?
All right, let's wrap this up.
Raw.
Chester Cab Pizza. We'll go ahead. We'll give you that free plug for today.
Oh God!
Who doesn't love a deep dish? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
98 PXY. Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Friday.
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
You've got to pump it up.
Pump it up.
Just go and pump it up.
Pump it up.
You know you pump it up. What's up, guys? Happy Friday, PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, 80 degrees for the high today. It is Pizza Friday on PXY Mornings.
We're getting pizza? No, we're not,
no.
Are we? Pizza Fridays. Oh my God, when will it be here? We're actually not getting pizza. Okay. Thank
for
you.
Everybody. For everybody, it's Pizza Friday. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
If you remember our listener Eve from Wednesday's show, we have her on hold. But to give you a quick follow-up here, if you missed it, here's a clip to catch you up to speed of Eve telling everyone how she signed up to be a volunteer so she can go to school with her son on his first day of first grade so she can protect him and make sure he's safe.
So for most parents, it comes down to peace of mind. Where my kids are, what they're doing, who they're with, are they in trouble? I'd rather be in the class where I am with my kid and I see my kid and try to guess if he's okay. Mm-hmm. But I am 100% attending his first day. And like I said, as long as they let me.
Right. So basically, a couple of people took issue with that. Let's get Eve on the phone with us to get a follow-up on how that first day went. Hi, Eve. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You're a good sport. We appreciate you agreeing to come back on the air with us. I know not everyone agreed with your parenting style from this week, but tell us what happened in your son's class.
So basically the teacher, I don't want to say gave me a hard time, but we agreed to disagree. We'll just say that.
Okay.
She didn't have a problem with me sitting. Well, she didn't have a problem with me sitting in the classroom because I had signed up to volunteer. But the problem she has is me coming back.
Oh, right. So what did she say to you? Because I think we all I think we're all on the same page the other day that was probably going to be an issue.
Correct.
Okay, so like we all know, it was my son's first day on Wednesday in first grade. And I already expressed how I am a concerned parent and like everyone like her has nothing to worry about. Everything is fine. So I asked her after school, do I have to sign back up to come in tomorrow? And she says, I was happy with you sitting in on the first day, but you are not a student and you are not a teacher's aide. I can't have you come into school every day with your son.
Right.
That is fair.
But she's not wrong, though.
No, I was pissed. I'm livid. Like, she has nothing to worry about.
Well, she could say the same for you.
Yeah, she could say the same for you, too. But, yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, she did say that. She said, you have nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. However, let's look what happened on Wednesday in Winder, Georgia. You have four people who lost their lives while in school and a student who did another school shooting.
Yeah. Like, we're all aware of what took place in Georgia, which is, was tragic and awful. And these seem to be happening more and more and more.
I will not lie, though. When I first saw that news break, you're the first person I thought of because we had just talked to you. And everyone kind of roasted you a little bit, and they were like, this woman's nuts, blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, oh, my God, maybe she wasn't that far off. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing, though, Eve, too. It's absolutely horrible what happened. And the thing is that you can't protect your son from all of it. You can't be standing with him 24/7. It's just at some point that's just not he's not going to even want you to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the point will be, I guess, when he is able to protect himself, because you can't convince me that my child is safe unless I'm sitting next to him in a chair in a classroom. Like, I mean, not allowing parents to come into class is wrong. My son is in the first grade. He's helpless. Like, I don't know. I guess.
Where did you leave it off with the teacher? She just basically said you can't come in anymore. That was a one-time thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. Like, what can I say to her? I'm just going to be talking to the superintendent of school to make sure that myself and other parents have the right to come to school and sit in the class if we want. Mm-hmm. These are our kids, and the teachers can't take care and they can't protect all 20 kids at once. Like, don't be ridiculous.
I can hear it in your voice how desperate you sound. I'm not saying that in like any way to throw shade at you. I hear how devastating this topic is for you. But at some point, Eve, let me put this as delicately as possible. You're gonna not be able to. And I think you're setting the precedent of, oh, I'm just gonna go to school with my kid and like this is what I'm gonna do. I think it would be different if like, you know, you were in a situation like Moose where like his mom just worked in the school and like did other things but you felt a little better knowing you were like actually in the building, or my mom who was a teacher. I mean, I didn't go to her school, but at the same time, like, is that an option if you're really that worried about it? Or listen, also no shade to you at all. Therapy? Like, I'm not trying to be mean whatsoever. I'm being so genuine. Like, it just seems like this is something you're really struggling with.
You know, I did not think of working in the school. I can take that as an option. Mm-hmm. Therapy for what? To protect my child? I need to see someone to tell me that protecting my child, or to convince me that protecting my child is not right.
Not necessarily, but just to ease your anxiety and to like let you like rest a little easier at night, knowing like you're working through this.
Eve, you know, you got a chance to sit in your son's class the other day for his first day. Just tell us real quick, how did the first day go? Were you comfortable when you left there?
I stayed the whole day. I was comfortable.
Yeah, I know. You stayed
the
whole day.
I was with him the entire day.
Did you see any red flags? Did you have anything that was concerning while you were sitting there all day? I'm sure was it a good class?
Yes, it was a great class.
Okay.
And no, I didn't see anything that concern me right away. No, not at all.
Well,
but I feel like that happened there.
What's the cutoff period for a parent to be able to come in the classroom? Because, like, yes, you got approval for the first day. That was all fine and well. And then it comes to a point where it's too much.
Right.
And it's just, it's ultimately distracting to your child from learning.
Yeah, at some point it will be. Eve, thank you for coming back on with us. We do appreciate the call and the follow-up.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too,
Eve. You too.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. Okay. Is this something that the superintendent of a school would even be open to ever? 585-252-9800. Because I'm wondering if there would ever be a school that allows parents to come into the class at their free will to sit there all day with their kids just to keep an eye on things. I mean, Eve signed up to be a volunteer on the first day. Fine. But I think she thought that was a loophole to being able to go in there and sit there every day. And her son's teacher was like, that's not happening. You're not a student.
Right.
You're not a teacher's assistant. And I mean, I understand what happened in Georgia on Wednesday was horrific. And I mean, how many school shootings are we going to see in a year? It's been hundreds. Mm-hmm. And now we're at a point now. It's like, okay, I can totally, I'm not a parent, but I can totally understand why parents freak out to even send their kids to school anymore.
They're like, you know, school shootings have been, you know, on the up and up in the sense of there hasn't been as many. I'm like, yeah, because people haven't been in school. Like, what? It's been summer break. This person says, what does Eve think she's going to do to protect her son if an active shooter was to enter? Her and her son are wearing bulletproof vests every day, ?
I don't know.
Is she bringing a gun to school? This is all very unrealistic, and she should look into homeschooling if she's really that concerned.
Homeschooling is definitely an option. Gina says, I get both sides here. What happened this week was horrific, but she will not always be there by her son's side. Maggie says, I agree with Breezy. She should just think of getting a job at the school so she can be there with her son full time if needed.
Yeah.
If that's an option, who knows?
This person says, my son is in kindergarten. I had to drop off pull-ups and wipes. I wasn't able to even hand them to him. I had to leave them at the front desk. I couldn't even go in the school.
Right. And she made it a point. Eve made it a point on the show on Wednesday. She's worried about kids just wandering out of the school. I'm like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting out of their desk.
She's just a little neurotic.
Listen, it's her first grade. I can tell. She's having anxiety issues right now. Matt says, I think it's still an extreme case of overprotective parenting. Parents can't go sit in the classroom all day the same way our kids can't come sit in with us at work at our jobs all day. Yeah. Well, do appreciate the follow-up from Eve. So, yeah,
for sure.
I hope that she takes your advice.
I know she's definitely not alone in the sense of feeling anxiety to send your kid to school. Like, she's not alone in that. But definitely need to do something to ease your own anxiety, whether it be, like I said, counseling, therapy, getting a job at the school, finding another outlet. Because sitting, like I already said this, and I'll echo it again, sitting in your classroom, your kid's classroom, is very distracting to not only them, but the other kids there. Like, why is your mom here, Johnny?
Yeah, why? That is a conversation that is probably going to happen between the kids.
Right.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Don't forget, coming up at 8:10 is Can't Be Breezy for your last shot at those Nicki Minaj tickets. Listen to win.
The best news you'll probably hear all day. Yesterday was the big debut for Bruce the Bat Dog. He stepped up to the plate Thursday night and made his highly anticipated debut for the Rochester Red Wings.
What a good boy.
Now, we'll never forget Milo. R.I.P. Milo. He was the best bat dog to literally ever live. But Bruce has big shoes to fill, and he did a great job last night. And I think we'll get the tea from Dan Mason here at the end of the show in the 9 o'clock. But I think he's going to be around all weekend. The Golden Retriever took the main stage at Innovative Field, like I said, last night. And he was obviously met with cheers and hoops and applause and all of the things, because he's been training for literally months to be in this position.
I know. And so a couple of weeks ago when I brought Oliver, my little from Big Brothers, to the Red Wings game, we went into the Red Wings shop, and they got all of the
merch, the bobbleheads.
All of the merch.
It's so good.
But if you guys are going to Red Wings this weekend, I mean, they only have so many home games left. So you got this weekend and then one more weekend left, plus the Pride game that you're going to be at on the 17th.
Yes, you guys have to go to that because it's the final week of the games. It's that Tuesday on the 17th, and it's going to be fun. I think Bruce just adds another layer of fun to baseball. And just knowing that he's been training so long. And like it's very impressive to know that you can curate a dog to pick up bats and fetch balls and do exactly what he does.
Hey,
it's really quite cool.
if you could train a dog, you know, that's says a lot. My parents were training me to get out of the house for years. They were struggling, though.
You just left almost a year ago.
They were struggling.
That's crazy.
That's awesome, fun. Though.
And we'll get all the info from Dan Mason, all the insider scoop here coming up in 2 hours. So,
getting overly invested in your Instagram followers. Some of us get really deep into the water, Sarah.
Listen, I mean, what's the point of following someone if you don't care, right? I don't follow people I don't care about. I don't. Because I will just unfollow you. But there's people that I follow that you might not even know you care. And then you follow along on their journey, whatever their journey may be. And you're like, what's going on here? I'm at the point right now where I was crying. I was sobbing on Wednesday over one of my Instagram, one of the people I
who
follow
don't know
on
you,
Instagram.
Who do not know you.
I do know this person, but from a distance.
All right. So you're totally invested. You're going through the motions
I really am. Okay. I really am. I'll tell you exactly why I'm crying and what's happening on Instagram coming up next.
The number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, happy Friday. I know a lot of us that have social media. Sometimes we tend to get really invested into the lives of our friends that aren't truly our friends, but they're friends on social.
Yeah, we feel like they're our friends.
We feel like that.
We're like, yeah, we're besties. And like, you follow people from high school that you haven't talked to in a minute, and it's fun to catch up and, you know, check in every now and again and be like, what are they up to? Where are they at right now in this stage of life? Where did they land?
This is the reason we never had a 10-year reunion, because of Facebook. We never had a 20-year. Yeah, nobody bothered to set anything up.
Right.
But then I ask myself, would I have gone? Probably not. maybe I would have. It depends on the refreshments that were there.
Right. So, with that being said, I just feel like I don't know what it is, but ever so recently, I've been paying a little bit more attention on social media. Most of the time, I'm just doom scrolling, mindless, here we go type of thing. But I have two people that I follow, both from high school. One I graduated with. We were pretty good friends, him and I, but he moved away and, you know, obviously haven't kept in touch. And then another girl who was a couple of years older than me, but it's just one of those things. You first get an Instagram account, you follow everyone in school, and then as time goes on, you kind of just forget and it's like kind of too late to unfollow, or you really do want to know what's going on in their life. So ever so recently, about a month ago, it's been about a month because I was looking at it last night.
Mm-hmm.
My friend has been posting aggressively.
Oh yeah, I love this.
That he has lost his dog.
Oh, no. I thought this was going to be a relationship fight.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
No.
I didn't mean to jump the gun.
He's like, I love it. He's like, I love it.
I'm sorry.
Aggressively posting, reposting.
What is aggressively posting about his dog passing away as opposed to what?
No, he didn't pass away. It's lost.
Oh, his dog is lost.
He physically lost his dog.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So
stay with us. You're like, the dog's dead. I'm like, nope. He ran away. He's gone. You're like, RIP Dusty. I'm like, what? He's missing.
All right, let me focus here.
Alerts.
Continue.
So he's posting a lot of like wanted posters and missing signs and all of this stuff. And he's writing out blurbs every single day on his Instagram story. People are reposting and sharing. And I texted my best friend and I said, what are we going to do about Liam's dog? She goes, well, Breeze, he lives in Colorado, so there's really not much we can do. I'm like, no, I'm devastated. You don't understand. I'm devastated. I'm torn up about this. She goes, there is a $10,000 reward on the line.
Yeah.
We could fly to Colorado and try and find the dog. The problem right now is that he thinks somebody has the dog and is raising the dog as their own.
But there's also the potential the dog is no longer with us.
There is that dark fact that could be happening,
But I'm just saying, I was crying. I was literally in tears. And I know everyone's like, you're so drama. I know this. But I was physically getting emotional over the fact that my friend lost their dog. Like, there's paragraphs being written. Happy fourth birthday to my best friend, goodest boy, and my son. Oh, I'm sorry God. We aren't together right now, but I won't give up searching for you. I pray our reunion is very soon. So many people are looking for you, and I know you're looking for us. We will find you, buddy. Hang in there. I can't wait for the next time we see each other. I'm hoping for some birthday luck, but thank you to everyone who's been continuing to aid and share these posts and call animal shelters and vets and spread the word. Aspen is somewhere out there. Let's give him the best birthday yet and bring him home. I was literally sobbing.
Dude, get an electric fence. It's not that hard.
I don't know how a dog gets so lost.
I don't think you're going to read the whole thing.
$10,000 reward, no questions asked. Not 10 G's. Getting on the next plane to Colorado.
That's why you're going. There's a $10,000 reward. You're so full of crap.
No, I genuinely am so...
I wish you would have led with that.
I genuinely am so, like, upset about it. And then, So there's this lost dog, Aspen, beautiful husky. I want to find him for not only, you know, the financial gain, but also just the heartfelt reunion.
Right. Did it ever occur to you that maybe this dog decided to just go find a new owner or family? You know,
There's no way. So then there's another woman that I follow, and she's a mom. And she kind of does, like, mom content and vlogs and tips and all of this stuff. And she posted the other day. She's like, come switch hotels. She's living in a hotel with her three kids and her husband. Come switch hotels with me. So I've been rattling my brain. Why is she in a hotel? Is she on the run?
Right.
What's going on here?
I know. You're invested.
So I commented. I was like, I've been following you for a while now. I love the content. I'm genuinely just really curious. Why are you living in a hotel?
Right. Did she reply?
She did. She said, inflation and lack of housing right now in Tennessee is a huge issue that nobody's talking about. And I'm sure it's everywhere because I see people posting about it in New York and PA as well. Big corporations are buying up land and building 1-2 bedroom apartments.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
And not enough 3 or 4 bedroom apartments. Sadly, right now, we are living in a hotel, but big things are coming in the future.
Right. Sure, of course.
Yeah, between the hotel bouncing and the lost dog, my heart is being ripped out of my chest.
Listen, I see where you're coming from, but the only time I ever do this is when I see couples. I love to follow their journey.
Yeah, because you love like trash reality TV, and you're kind of configuring it all in your own head, in your own screen. Online.
Well, when people are constantly posting how happy they are and how great everything is, I'm truly invested. And then when it abruptly ends, I need answers. Where are the photos? What happened? You guys just split up. You were posting about your journey in love life every other day. And now nothing? We need answers.
But
you got to tell us what happened.
It's funny because for you, all of these people go balls to the wall within the first month or two. And then by month three, it's ghost. There's tumbleweeds flying through the air.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing.
Yeah, that's the problem with these people.
You could hear a pin drop.
Right. What's that got to do with me?
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like those are the type of couples that are on your page. Because you get invested because they're bombarding you for 1 or 2 months. And then all of a sudden, month 3 or 4, poof, gone. Nothing, no trace.
I know, this is why.
And you're shaking your fist at the sky and you're like, what happened to Jessica and Jeremy? And it's like, we don't know. We'll never know. Because they went a little hot, and then they just kind of fizzled out. Right.
The train came fully off the track. So yeah, if you're one of those couples listening, continue with the content. We do love to see it.
I just really hope they find that
98PXY. Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Friday! Surrounding Monroe County and the other counties. personalities up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
585-252-9800, caller 8 right now for Can't Be Breezy to win that last pair of tickets to Nicki Minaj.
Let's go!
80 degrees for the high today. Breezy, you are currently 0-4 this week.
Beautiful.
With Can't Be Breezy.
Gorgeous, stunning, iconic.
But honestly, I'm pulling for you this morning.
I am too.
All right, let's get to our winner. But first, let's get after it. PXY, who's this?
It's Rach.
Rach, you're caller 8. Rach! Are you ready for Can't Be Breezy? 5 pop culture trivia questions, Rach. You got
Rach, you're not ready.
She's not
There's
ready.
There's no way.
I'm going to try.
All right. All
Talk some trash. Talk some trash to Breezy.
What do you mean? I can't do that. I love Breezy.
Oh, I love you too, Rach. Well,
for Nicki Minaj, though.
That's
all right.
True.
Breezy, leave the room. Okay, let's get right into it. Rach, we're going to try and hook you up with our last pair of Nicki Minaj tickets. Breezy's next door in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything.
Okay.
Let's go to question number one. Who is the first and so far only Disney princess with a tattoo?
Is it Moana?
That's your final answer? Okay, let's go.
Wait. I'm going to guess Pocahontas.
All right, I'm locking you in. Let's go to question number two. What is the longest running animated television show in the United States?
Man. I'm going to say The Simpsons.
Question number three, Rach. Which Netflix dating reality TV show features people falling in love without actually seeing one another at first?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Best guess. Best reality dating show you can think of, top of your head.
Can I get multiple choice?
No, there's no multiple choice here.
Love is Blind, maybe? I don't know.
All right, let's go to question number four. What is the name?
Okay.
Are you good with your big Nicki Minaj fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second here. I want to ask you one question here, okay? What is the name of this well-known Nicki Minaj song featuring Drake?
Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done this moment, we'll be syndicated. I don't know. This night just remind me of everything they deprived me of.
Trying to think, because you put me on the spot. Hold on one second. Nicki Minaj.
You got 5 seconds on the clock.
Moments of Life.
Okay, let's go to the last question. Rach, the Watergate scandal was a major political controversy in the United States under what president?
Oh, Reagan.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right. That's 5 on the board you had to answer. We're going to bring Breezy back into the room. Breezy, come on in.
How do we do? What's the thing?
As of right now, our girl Rach has 4 out of 5.
Wow, Rach, that's a competitive.
Oh, really?
Score.
That's not too bad. You got 4 out of 5, Rach. It's Breezy's turn.
That's
Let's get
what
right
happened yesterday too, and we tied. Anyways, okay.
And I want to let you know, Rach, if you tie with Breezy, it's an automatic win for you. Okay?
Which is dumb, and I want to change that rule. But,
Sit tight. Whoa, Breezy, who is the first?
Good luck.
Who is the first and so far only Disney princess with a tattoo?
Moana.
Question number two. What is the longest running animated television show in the United States?
The Simpsons, I think.
Question number three. Which Netflix dating reality TV show features people falling in love without actually seeing one another at first?
Love is Blind. Stupid show.
Question number four. Oh, I gotta pull this.
Did you lose it?
Okay, question number four. Yeah. Okay. What is the name of this well-known Nicki Minaj song featuring Drake?
Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done this moment, we'll be syndicated. I don't know. This night just remind me of everything they deprived me of.
Put your drinks up. Moment for life.
All right. And last question,
I am
please.
Nicki Minaj.
Last question. The Watergate scandal was a major political controversy in the United States under what president?
Oh, no, not history. Reagan?
Oh, you're doing Reagan. All right, let's get right back into it. This is for Nicki Minaj tickets. Let's get back to Rach. Rach, you there?
Yes.
All right, here's the rundown. Who is the first and so far only Disney princess with a tattoo? You said Pocahontas, and you would have been... correct. Breezy got that one wrong. And then the last question. The Watergate scandal was not Reagan. It was Richard Nixon. And both of you got that incorrect. But that means Breezy got two wrong. You only got one wrong. So you got that pair of Nicki Minaj tickets.
Get out. I'm so excited.
You're going to the show next Thursday night, September 12th. Who are you bringing with you?
Rach, can you bring me, please?
Oh, my boyfriend.
Oh.
She's got it. She needs a night out.
Come on.
She needs a night out.
I've asked every listener this week to
bring me. We didn't even celebrate our anniversary.
So
if you're celebrating Nicki Minaj twerking on your husband's face, that's great.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay, let's keep moving here. Let's keep the train on the tracks. Breezy is officially 0-5. So, Rach, you're going to say, hi, my name is Rach from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
Hey, my name is Rach from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
Boom!
And who's the only station in the city hooking you up with Nicki Minaj?
98PXY, the number one hit music station, baby.
That's pretty good because Lindsay yesterday was like, 97XPY? I was like, oh, it's close enough.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98PXY.
Welcome back to the show. It's PXY Mornings. Moose and Breezy here. Two men are facing charges, accused of evading police in a stolen SUV and then crashing it into two police vehicles during rush hour. So if you were stuck on 390 yesterday, now you know why.
Yeah, that's bad.
New York State Police helicopters came in, deputies, troopers, Rochester police, they all manned the roads. And they spotted a Kia Sorento. This was near Lyle Avenue in Sherman Street.
Not the Kia.
Driver didn't stop. What do you think's going to happen? Once again, another chase. So,
did they put spikes on the road?
Not that I know of. The pursuit ended in the center lane of 390 North, just before Lexington Ave. Worst place, the worst time of the day that this can happen.
It's really bad. I would be losing my mind if I was just like an innocent bystander driving on the road of 390 and there's these people zooming in and out of me like an idiot.
I mean, so many people are trying to get home yesterday.
I know.
An officer was holding the suspects at gunpoint, ordering them out of the Kia. Often, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. Anytime we ever talk about something like this, it's usually a teenager behind the wheel. Yesterday, it was two grown men. You had a 53 and a 40-year-old, both taken to the hospital with minor injuries. But at one point, a call came over the radio for another stolen car
on
390.
When will it end?
And that car was heading right towards the crash scene until the driver got off the interstate. No word yet on if they even caught that guy. But they're cracking down hard, especially in the last 2 weeks after that poor 92-year-old was killed. What was his name? Thomas Chase. That poor guy. His car was hit by a stolen another stolen car being pursued by police. That driver was 17 years of age, who's on parole. He's been charged with murder. And now they're saying parents also need to be held accountable. So it's taken them quite some time to start cracking down on this, but, you know, enough is enough.
I saw a video on TikTok the other day of this police officer trying to lay out spikes during a chase. And it, like, got caught. And
oh, yeah. It was a complete failure. That can't be easy.
I was like, you had one job.
It's a lot of pressure.
I know.
It's a lot of pressure. All right. Today's message for Parental Confidential came in from Julie from Webster. Extremely concerned because her 12-year-old daughter has officially developed an obsession to a product that is used by so many influencers today. We'll get to her message and see who can offer some help. Coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The skincare obsession with kids today is out of control.
God, it's so bad, Moose.
Julie from Webster has got a 12-year-old. And she's has an unhealthy relationship with Sephora. Anyone else have daughters who are in the same boat who are also as young as Julie's daughter? Maybe you can offer some advice. Take a listen to the message we got. Hi, guys. The skincare bug is hitting my daughter hard and starting problems. We took our 12-year-old to Sephora once, and because everyone was going there, but we immediately put the brakes on it. However, her relatives and friends keep giving her gift cards to Sephora. When she isn't using gift cards, I'm typically fighting her weekly to keep her from spending all of her allowance on skincare, to the point that I'm usually the bad guy here. Her drawers are full. My own stuff isn't even this nice. I can't take her to CVS or even Trader Joe's anymore. The peer pressure is so ridiculously strong on this one. I tried teachable moments and spoke to her about vanity labels from celebrities who have no business dispensing advice on what amounts to chemistry, along with unethical nature of some of these products, such as animal testing. Obviously, her being 12, none of this matters. And I know I'm not alone. It's cultural, social epidemic. And yes, I know it could be worse with vaping or expensive clothing. Does anyone have any tips that are working to keep their kids away from this stuff?
We talked about this over the summer, I believe, and I made the notion of these kids that are wanting to be older and act older and do anti-aging skincare routines.
I know, and they're 12.
It's insane. And these products, they are not cheap whatsoever. Drunk Elephant is like all the craze. They have the little headbands that go back and then they do all their things and they record themselves, right? And that's kind of what they're trying to like emulate when they see their favorite influencer. A thing of Drunk Elephant, which is just a skincare cream, it's probably 4 to 6 ounces, is $70.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's $70.
Well, look, I mean, here's the thing. When I was in the skincare industry for like
you're the best person to talk
about. 8-9 years. I went to the lab where we were producing this stuff. We used to sell a 6.7-ounce jar of anti-aging cream. It was $480, and it would fly off the shelves. It cost us $7 to make it, okay? And people were paying nearly $500 for it, for a jar. That's just how skincare works. Always been that way. It's a 400% profit.
You know what the most insane thing is like all of this, you're just falling victim and falling sucker to amazing marketing. It's amazing marketing.
That's what it is.
And, you know, it just goes to show that you can really push any product out there, because these kids who probably even haven't hit puberty yet, haven't even hit a pimple in their entire life, are putting on the most expensive, most outrageous skincare creams and regimens, and they don't even really know what it's doing.
No, I know, but like you said, it's trendy. Let's if you guys do want to weigh in, the number's 585-252-9800.
How do you combat this?
Alexis here, she says, say no. If she already has everything and her drawers are full, then what else could she possibly be buying? Educate her on sticking to a specific routine or spending money on dermatologist recommended products, not all the fad stuff.
Yeah.
Sarah says, I have a 13-year-old who started asking for Drunk Elephant and very other expensive skincare lines. I told her she's 13. She's getting Aveeno. It's a quality product that's appropriate for teenagers' skin. Give her that Aveeno.
The Aveeno.
No, yeah. I want Drunk Elephant. Why?
Because Alex Earl uses it. Yeah. They're like, who's Alex Earl?
Listen, I was at the mall last Friday. So I'm at East View. I walk past Sephora and I go in there because I wanted to spray myself with the free cologne.
Classic.
And while I'm in there, you got to see the amount of young girls in there shopping. And I'm like, they are raking in the money right now.
How do you, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm trying to think about when we were in school and what the peer pressures and trends were then. I mean, I don't know if they were as expensive as a $70 2 ounce jar of Drunk Elephant or $100 Lululemon legging. Like,
yeah.
These Nikes and like whatever your niece said that she wanted for Christmas, all brand name stuff. And it's like, listen, I'm 30 and I can barely afford Lululemon leggings. Like, what are we doing here?
I wasn't very high maintenance in high school, but I had one item that was quite expensive that belonged to my mom's. I needed hairspray, but she didn't use the cheap stuff. She always had a bottle of this Kenra hairspray that was like $55-$60 a can.
Classic.
And I was just coating my head with this hairspray from Kenra. It was just like, it was like Stronghold. Kenra. It was a Stronghold. Damien says, if it's her money or gift cards, what's the problem? She's at a great age for making stupid financial decisions. You have to let her make some mistakes to learn from them. I kind of agree with that. If she is getting gift cards and it is her money, what's the bigger issue here?
Yeah.
I think it's just her unhealthy obsession.
I think
obsession.
It just feeds to the addiction. I think it feeds to the addiction and obsession.
Yeah. If you're just joining us for parental, Julie from Webster says her 12-year-old daughter has a very unhealthy relationship with Sephora. And some of the stuff she has is way nicer than the stuff she even owns.
Right.
Kathy says, sorry, Mom, but it is your responsibility to be the parent. She's 12. Take away the gift cards if you have to. If she already has drawers full of this stuff, what else could she be buying?
I think this is a really good teachable moment because you can teach your kid to not give in to peer pressures and just do things that everybody else is doing just because it's cool or just because it's trendy. Like, this is a moment for you to not only save money, but also teach your kid a valuable life lesson of, like, you don't have to do what everyone else is doing. You don't have to, like, just do it because you see it online or you see Jessica from Homeroom doing it. You can do your own thing. And I know it's hard at that age. It seems like it's the end of the world for you to use a Vino.
I know.
Or a CeraVe, but it is what it is.
Personally, the base in all of those is water anyway, so I'm not really a big fan. This mom says maybe you could try to redict her toward Ulta.
It's the same thing.
Which carries a lot more drugstore brands as well as some of the popular Sephora ones. I think the point here we're missing is that it's not about it being too expensive. It's just about her using it in general. She's 12. She don't need it.
You know what kills me is, like, these kids, a lot of the time, they want to have these things to show off to their peers, to be like, hey, I'm cool. You're not showing off skincare cream.
Some are doing just that. You have Drunk Elephant? Yeah, I have CeraVe. It's for psoriasis. All right, let me wrap this up. Let's get to Zoe. I can take my kids to the zoo and let them make the stupid decisions to climb into the lion's den, but I'm the adult, and I'm supposed to not allow that. Some of these products can and will permanently disfigure a child's skin. Children do not need skincare beyond soap and lotion, and I will die on this hill. Okay, Zoe is fired up. Well, she's not wrong. There are some things that kids do not need. If you're putting collagen on your skin at 12, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You have the most collagen out of anybody.
I know.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for the message. Julie, to answer your full long message here that you wrote us, and we do appreciate it, a lot of people are saying you just got to be the mom. If she's spending her own money on it, that's fine. She's got gift cards. She has an allowance. Fine. But if it's the unhealthy obsession that's the biggest problem here, then you know what to do.
Yeah.
Chain her to the sump pump so she can't get out of the house.
Oh, my God. Don't take that advice, please. CPS is just like, wait.
All right, guys. We'll do another parental coming up next week on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Friday!
personalities up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Welcome to the show. It is Friday. We made it. We're so proud of you. 80 degrees for the high today. The sun is shining in downtown High Falls. We love to see it, do we not?
We do love to see it. Oh, Moosey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I was asking the question if anyone else is desperately trying to save money and cut back. Would love to hear from our listeners this morning on how you're budgeting.
Off the air, I go, "Are you poor?" He goes, "Chill."
Yeah, chill. Next week, I'm going to officially hand the keys back in to my Hollywood apartment, which is bittersweet for me, you know, because I decided, I was like, you know, it's time to close that chapter, you know.
It was and giving you a massive headache.
I love the good memories there in the 13 years, but it has gotten to be overwhelming. It's gotten to become a headache, especially to manage from across the country. And, you know, I realized it was a nice little chunk of my income that is going to be taken away.
Right.
So I was running down, going through all my finances the other night, and I'm looking at like my spreadsheet to figure out how I can start saving money. What can I cut back on?
Mm-hmm.
First thing that came to my mind was stop going to Wegmans so much. I went three.
I've been saying this for years.
I went three times last week. You know how most people go grocery shopping? They buy all their stuff they need for the week.
Mm-hmm.
I do it by the day.
That's how I grew up. That's how I was raised.
I did, right?
My parents would be like, "We're stopping at Wegmans for dinner. What are we having?" And they'd buy all the ingredients that night.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So now I'm trying to be mindful of what I buy. How often do I go out to eat?
Yeah.
And I realized I'm spending a lot of money there too. But yesterday, so I went to go grab some meat. And I left to get, I went to Wegmans to grab that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'm going to get the rest of the stuff at Aldi's. And then from there, I'm going to stop in to see if I can grab something at the 99-cent store.
Yep.
And I just realized pissed off I was.
The 99-cent store? Oh, next to Aldi.
Yeah, what do you call that? Is that the Dollar Tree? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a 99-cent store.
Yeah.
But it was not convenient. I had no interest in running to 3 to 4 different stores yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't know how some families do this, but I was just pissed off. I'm going to all these locations to try and save a buck. And yeah. I'm like, there's got to be a better way. So now instead of wasting gas running all over the city, I started to be that coupon guy.
Oh, no.
Coupons.com. And I don't care how many people make fun of me. If I can find a coupon and I save 12 cents on almond milk, then that's what I got to do.
No, I get it. I mean,
I'm changing my ways, you guys.
I love a coupon. I think it has to be worth my time. Like, I found a coupon last week for 70% off.
Yeah.
I took my total from $350 to $100. And that's just called being financially responsible.
$350 to
$100?
Yes. Where were you shopping?
I bought all of our canvases for a new studio.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a teacher and so I you, have to this was decorate at a, my own studio.
Yeah, see, you can get some really good deals at drugstores, but I'm not doing my full-on grocery shopping at, like, Walgreens. I'm not going to do it. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Shop at Costco. I know it's up. I know it's expensive up front, but it definitely. Yeah.
I have a membership too. I have a membership at Costco. Do I need 120 mozzarella sticks? No. Am I going to buy them? Yeah, and that's the problem. Long story short, I'm just trying to like be creative and figure out what I can do moving forward to be a lot more mindful of where I'm spending my money. And I'm not going to run around to 3 different locations. But I am going to stop using DoorDash and things like Uber Eats. I'm not going to do that anymore. And then I got rid of my HBO Max.
So how are you going to watch Chimp Crazy?
I can't. I can't finish it. I had to cut back. Listen, I have Netflix. I have Apple TV. I have Amazon Prime. I'm like, I'm cutting back. Okay?
First of all,
I'm dying because everything that you're saying, you're just regurgitating what I've been saying for the past year and a half.
But I never had to do it.
Stop DoorDashing. Stop Instacarting. Stop Uber Eatsing.
I go through my budget. I go through my finances, and I cut back where I feel the need to cut back. These are not, some of these things are not needs, they're wants, and I've recognized that. But I'm just saying, everybody that's constantly asking me to go out to dinner and go to happy hour, no more 5 days. We're going to have to narrow it down to three. Let's not get crazy. Maybe two. But I need that social life in order to be happy. I have to be out.
All I know is that I can see where you struggle because there was one weekend where it was a Saturday. You went out for breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack. Dessert.
I go out for a snack? What are you talking about?
When I say snack, I mean drink. I wasn't going to call you out like that.
Sure, yeah, that's a snack.
It was a tour de Rochester.
I loved it, though, too.
You dropped $700 in a day.
Now, that's crazy. I would never do that. But I like helping out local businesses. We'll say that much.
You're so selfless.
I'm so selfless. You know, where are all my rich friends at? You're supposed to be taking care of me.
You need to stop going next to a Bar and Grill. You need to start going to Applebee's. Like, this is where we really cut back.
No.
If you really want to cut back, you'll go to Chili's.
I feel like Vern's should be taking care of me. You know, I've spent a lot of money there.
We all do.
That's where my paychecks go. We love a good happy hour at Vern's, do we not? So anyways, I know there's a lot of people that are trying to save money to purchase a new home. This is all...
Or just live in today's economy.
Just live in today's economy. You know, we're all in the same boat, you guys. And like my buddy always says, don't struggle. Whatever you need, I got you. So a couple years back when I was struggling, I called him up and I was like, hey, man, I could really use your help. And then he was like, yo, let me hop onto this Zoom call real quick. I'll hit you back. I never heard from him again.
He's like, I've never had your number saved once.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Perfect day for a ball game. Welcome back, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Dan Mason, GM of the Rochester Red Wings, is joining us in the studio. There's a reason I can't wear white, Dan. He brought in burgers and I got ketchup.
Did you really? Oh my God. What a slob.
I just can't wear white.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
It's him.
It's me.
We have so many fun things to talk about when it comes to the Rochester Red Wings. I mean, things happened last night. This is our second to last weekend of the season.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
You were just in here talking about opening day.
I know. It's crazy. Back in April seems like it was 2 weeks ago.
I know.
How did it go last night? Did we win?
We didn't win.
But that doesn't matter.
The story of the night was clearly Bruce the Bat Dog's debut.
That's 100%. So Bruce the Bat Dog already has so many fans right here in the 585. And by the way, the merch is awesome.
Yes.
All the merch he put together for Bruce the Bat Dog?
Yeah.
So how many bats did he retrieve last night?
He grabbed about, I think it was 10 was the final tally.
That's a lot.
Yes. So he worked about 3 or 4 innings and then went to the concourse and signed autographs and took selfies with people.
Autographs.
And it was we had a huge line, probably 300-400 people.
It's insane.
Waited in line to get a picture with Bruce.
He's famous. Cool.
He is famous.
Yeah.
So we've seen all the lead up and the build up of him on social, the videos, the pictures. Our friends down at the B got to hang out with him, which I'm kind of bitter about, but we'll talk about that off air. And there's just been so much hype around him, and he crushed it. And this was his like kind of one and done debut, and then he'll come back next season full swing.
Yes. So nice. He'll usually work about probably 5 to 8 games a year. So last night was his first game ever.
Yeah.
And he did a phenomenal job.
Oh, we love that. So this weekend, for everybody going to the game, I know there's a 6:45 p.m. game tonight.
6:05 tonight.
Excuse me, 6:05. That's Bruce won't be there.
He will not be there. He won't be back probably until next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. All right. This is exciting. And he has plenty more time to train. Give that dog a milk bone, will you?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so great. So what's going on at Innovative Field? Who's what are they doing in the kitchen this weekend?
In the kitchen, let me think.
Chef Keith.
Last night we had chicken and rice was our special. So I'm not sure what our special is going to be for the rest of the weekend. But Chef Keith is still got it going. And I'm sure we'll have some very tasty treats for the fans. This weekend, we play tonight at 6:05. We got fireworks, plus it's our Hall of Fame night tonight. So we'll be inducting three new members into our Hall of Fame.
Gorge.
Yeah.
Yep. Chris Colabello, Dyer Miller, and Fred Valentine. And then tomorrow night, game time 6:05 again with fireworks and team photo giveaway to the first 5,000 fans. And then Sunday, our last Bark in the Park day.
Yep.
So the last time to bring your dog to the ballpark. We also have a leash giveaway to the first 1,000 fans, and then kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi after the game.
Yes.
Yeah, the Red Wings love the pets, 100%.
Very much so. And then you go back on the road, and then you come back for your final week, which is the week of the 16th, and we have to talk about the Pride game on the 17th.
Yes, Pride night on the 17th. We'll have Pride jerseys, the first 1,000 fans. We'll have fireworks after the game. It's going to be a great night on Tuesday, September 17th.
Very excited for that game.
I know.
So excited for that game.
I know. I'm bummed out I'm going to miss it because I'm hosting an event at Fringe Fest that night, but Breezy's going to be there to represent. And I know this season, you still got a couple of home games left, but what are you really going to miss most about this season?
I think I always miss the interaction with our fans, you know, like just everyday conversations. How's it going?
Are you famous at the ballpark?
No.
Like, do people come up to you and they're like, Mace?
He's so humble.
No, I mean,
no?
I know a lot of people just from, you know, we get a lot of people that come every night or come 60 or 70 times
a year. Well, I'll tell you what, man. You came into the studio today with a tie on. This is the nicest you've ever looked.
No, actually.
You clean up really nicely, Dan.
I know you didn't dress up for us. What do you have after this?
I'm more of a nocturnal creature.
Yeah,
so
I know.
After work and night game, you know, we always have a night game before I come in here on Friday. So it's, you know, it's a little bit, I don't usually dress up or look nice when I come in here.
I was going to say, did you wear that last night and just sleep in it and come in this morning?
Exactly.
Or what's the vibe?
No, we don't judge here, Dan.
Yes.
No, we do not.
Hey, let's work on getting those moose balls in for next season,
Moose balls.
With
I'm
the syrup. Yeah, tell
Chef
Keith.
Every Friday when I come back to the ballpark, I go into the kitchen. He goes, how did it go? I go, well, any update on the moose balls?
Don't forget, I have stock in the company, so technically I'm kind of your boss.
Okay. That is true.
All right, guys, get those tickets for the game tonight at 6:05 at Innovative Field, and then they'll be same time Saturday.
Yep, same time Saturday with fireworks tonight and tomorrow, and then 1:05 on Sunday.
All right, we love it. Go Red Wings. Dan, I hate to tell you this, buddy, but you owe me a new shirt. So
I will bring a new shirt next time.
Thank you so much. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Dancing with the Stars is getting a tremendous amount of backlash for casting a woman who is essentially, I mean, a con artist. She's a fraudster.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman poses a wealthy heiress to access upper-class New York social and art scenes from like 2013 through 2017. She was caught. I believe her name is pronounced, is it Anna Delvey?
Delvine, yeah.
She's 33 years of age. She... I mean, Dancing with the Stars figured, hey, this would be great for TV. Let's put her on.
I feel like they always...
Why would you do that?
I feel like they always have to have one contestant who is, like, controversial. But normally they're, like, a reality star and they, like, got caught doing something. This girl was just an average girl. Like, she just was a girl who was living this lavish lifestyle that obviously wasn't her own. She got caught stealing nearly $300,000 from hotels, banks, upper crust New Yorkers, and to, you know, complete her beautiful, luxurious, lavish lifestyle. And
she was found guilty. That's the thing.
No, she was, for sure. And there's been, you know, a lot of documentaries and shows that have been produced and written based on this story because it's kind of nutty. And I take issue with the fact that there are these reality shows out there that give people platforms that don't deserve them. For example, like
the people that go on Dancing with the Stars, in my opinion, are stars, because it's literally in the title. They're literally reality stars. They're TV stars. They're singers, actresses, whatever the case may be.
I would say stars from the past.
Or up and coming.
I guess. I mean, I can't tell you the last time I watched Dancing with the Stars.
Charlie D'Amelio was on. You know, so it's like there's TikTok people, things of that nature.
Joey Fatone from NSYNC, who, by the way, I think won. That was an exciting season.
Oh my gosh. But, there was a basketball player who won. Anyways, I just think that, what do we say all the time on this show, Moose? We're not going to reward bad behavior.
We don't do it.
And that's exactly what they're doing on Dancing with the Stars. And I think that it's a bigger conversation. Forget Anna Delvey. Forget Dancing with the Stars. I feel like we are so quick as a society to give people platforms that don't deserve them, and they're getting attention for doing bad things. Anna Delvey, perfect example. Gypsy Rose, a great example.
Great example, yeah.
Murdered her mother, plot for murder her mother. She's looked at as a generational icon. And it's like, babe, she was in jail for years and years and years for murdering the woman who gave birth to her.
By the way, Netflix gave this woman, Anna, $320,000 for her story. I'm sure some of you guys remember that show on Netflix, Inventing Anna. Mm-hmm. This was a story that was based off of her and her life.
Right.
She made out pretty well.
She got all the money back that she stole from the hotels. Correct. I'm sure she got to just pay it off clean and move on with her life. But
she says, I never asked for Netflix to buy my story. It just happened. Right.
I just don't like it. I think it's icky. I think it's bad vibes. And it brings me back to an issue that I took when I was younger, when 16 and Pregnant came out and Teen Mom and all of those shows on MTV. I was in high school at the time. I was 16 at the time when that show aired. And I was watching this and I was just like, you know, I get the message that they're trying to convey, but all I thought was, oh my God, there's going to be girls out there who see the limelight, who see the lights, who see the camera, and they're going to be like, I want to get pregnant now able to go on this show and to get in front of a camera and hopefully launch my reality TV career.
And that's what they were doing. They're poking little holes in their boyfriend's condoms. Because at one point,
there was a pregnancy pack at one high school at one point.
At one point, I think there was like 16 girls at this high school that all got pregnant together.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
And I don't know. I just take issue with it because, like, I do believe that the power of the internet is strong. And I think with all these apps and different places for people to get famous and to get a platform, TikTok, Instagram, enter whatever app you use above, it's just so easy to let people who aren't maybe spreading the right message have a microphone, have a platform, have a voice that I just don't think is valuable to society. I don't think they're bringing anything amazing or great. Like a lot of these people.
Well, I can say the same about us, but
I would highly disagree. I would highly disagree. I think we bring a lot to the table.
I have a serious question though, because I know you're a woman that loves the limelight. At one point or another, when you were watching what was the show? My Teen Pregnancy.
Oh, 16 and Pregnant.
16 and Pregnant. At one point when you were watching that, did you ever have a thought that was like, I might want this. Come on. Did you want it, like, for one second, maybe want to get pregnant?
Personally, I mean, I thought to myself, easy way in, lot of admin. That's what I thought to myself.
Easy way in to what?
To reality TV.
To being a star?
To be a star. I mean, listen, these kids grew up.
Oh, God.
Teen Mom is still airing. I have to catch up on the new episode when I go home today. But this show is still airing, and now their kids are 16. The kids that they had when they were 16 are now 16.
Right.
And they are still stars. They were born into fame on some, like, trash reality TV show. And it's just like, you know, maybe I could, you know.
You know, stop
not
with
me switching sexualities.
Stop with the trash TV. Bring education back. Whatever happened to Honey Boo Boo? Now that was an educated family.
The Go-Go Juice.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
XY.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.